there, gang. This is Gene Shepherd sitting here at the art critic's desk here at NBC. I love to sit at this desk. It's beautiful. It's tufted with Renaissance tapestry. It's a very lovely desk, and we have ivory walls and so on here. And today we'd like to salute one of the newest art forms in America, and that's called slob art. You've probably enjoyed it a lot, but not known what you've enjoyed. For example, there's a man out in Utah who made a four times life-size copy of the Mona Lisa in Pepsi-Cola bottle caps. Now that's true slob art, and that sort of thing is popping up everywhere. There's a lady, for example, who made a magnificent rocking chair, an exact copy of the late President Kennedy's rocking chair out of popsicle sticks. Now this is what we call true slob art, and I think is worthy of putting into a slob art museum. But we think that the prize should go today to an elderly grandmother in Wisconsin who startled everybody at a local county fair with the first pornographic quilt. And it really caused a lot of excitement. It was the first time that the quilt exhibit had lines of people waiting to see just what was going on in the quilt world. We've got to salute that lady for breaking new ground. That opens up a whole new area. We can see special doilies, for example, zingies, you know, and napkin rings that have all kinds of erotic... Well, we could go on and on. This is Gene Shepherd sitting here looking out over the vast vista of future art projects, and let's say it's bearish at this point.